All right, this right here is everything that I know and learned about TikTok growth in the past 3 years, and I've broken it down and boiled it down to the simplest things, but I don't want to teach you just some small tactic that's going to go ahead and get you views for a day or a few days or a week. I want to go ahead and give you the big picture so that you understand how TikTok is working right now and how you can use this for yourself in a big scheme as a content creator. So the first thing I want to explain is I want you to think about how TikTok has grown to this point. When it started, it was 7-second videos, it was trending dances, trending hashtags, trending sounds, right? They did that because they wanted people to obviously create more content and go viral, right? Those things not only made more content creators create, but it brought more people to the platform and they built their own flywheel. And that's how TikTok really grew in the beginnings, because they were giving away a lot of views, right? And that got people to want to create more. And that built TikTok to what it is now. But now TikTok is so much more mature and everything is so interest-based. It's now more about TikTok culture. And that's what not a lot of people understand right now about TikTok and TikTok growth. Some people are really, you know, they're frustrated and they don't know what they should be doing on TikTok or where to go from here, because it feels like there's some sort of stalemate. But the stalemate is in the power that TikTok has over every other social media platform, and that is TikTok culture. A lot of things are birthed on TikTok. Yeti vlogs and Bigfoot vlogs and Boat Kid, right? Boat Horror Farmer and the big Gen Z stare that everybody's talking about right now. Those kind of trends are birthed on TikTok, and they go ahead and they sprout out elsewhere from TikTok originally. And that's a power that TikTok has. So if TikTok has that power over every other social media platform, they're going to reward you if you go ahead and activate that TikTok culture, right? So I want you to go ahead and think about the blue links that you see inside of comment sections. If you see a blue link in the comment section or above the comment section, that means TikTok's SEO, TikTok's AI has shown that a lot of people are having that conversation in the comments, AKA community and culture, right? Then you're able to go ahead and click one of those blue links and you're able to do more research on that topic, right? That gets you diving into what they're talking about. That gets you into TikTok culture, right? So if TikTok has this advantage over every single other social media platform, why would they not reward you for it? So now that you understand that, how do you do this for yourself, right? You have to get yourself to understand the things that other people are interested in, what somebody in the community that you're trying to enter, what they would be interested in. Not what you're interested in creating, what they would be interested in. Not only what they're interested in, what they're thinking. I want to give you an example of a creator, Vanilla Swirl, who's done this amazing, and she grew in like 8 or 9 months to over 1 million followers from nothing, right? I watched it firsthand. Give the audience exactly what they were looking for from her perspective, right? And so she had a viral skincare routine that people started to use and it started to work. And once it started to work, she was the one who got credit for it, and that built a community. And TikTok's always gonna reward community and building the culture. And so now Vanilla Swirl is a big piece of beauty and in the TikTok culture, right? It has a lot to do with topics and it has a lot to do with your understanding of how the community work. So there's a lot more things that I'm going to go ahead and break down over the course of weeks and months here on this sheet that I have here.